This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, the word tolerance in our culture today has an interesting connotation. It used to be a good biblical word, but now it has political overtones. It has emotional overtones with people. It has spiritual implications. We talk about the word tolerance this week, looking at a passage of scripture from the book of Joshua, where God's people were told not to tolerate evil in terms of the gods of the other nations that they had just conquered. We'll talk about that word this week, and maybe it will speak to you in hopefully a powerful way. God bless you as you listen. Well, most people consider tolerance a virtue. You do, and so do I. Tolerance is a good word. It has a double meaning. Most husbands hope that their wives are tolerant of their foibles and some of their bad habits. Most wives are hopeful that their husbands are tolerant of them in certain areas of life and shortcomings. Children are hopeful that their parents will be tolerable, they'll be tolerable too, but they'll also be tolerant of their mistakes. But let me give you the double definition of tolerant. Tolerant can mean long-suffering. It can mean patient. But the dictionary also says tolerant can mean indulgent, where anything goes. It doesn't matter. I'm just tolerant of anything. And tolerance is a virtue, can be a virtue. And it's a good biblical virtue, but there is a sense in which tolerance of evil in our lives can be a sin, can be evil. And something so nice-sounding as tolerance in the body of Christ can be a sign of evil and wickedness. And we're going to read today in the book of Joshua, where Joshua warns his people, he warns the leaders of Israel in his second to the last farewell address, that you can't be tolerant of the pagan nations that you have just conquered. You can't invoke the names of their gods. You can't bow down and serve their gods, because you have been called by God to be separate, to be different. And God placed you in this land. He placed you in this part of the world for a reason. And you are His people, and He is your God. He's the one who fought for you and guided you. And so Joshua said, you're not to be tolerant of that which is pagan in practice and belief. We're going to talk about tolerance perhaps in ways that you've never thought about before, by reading 23, the 23rd chapter of Joshua. Verse 3 says, you yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. I want you to grasp this idea that Joshua was a humble leader. In fact, that's the thing that I admire about Joshua the most. He doesn't hesitate to give the Lord credit for what the Lord has done. Do you realize how easy it would have been for Joshua to take credit for what happened? I led you through this campaign, and then I led you through this campaign, and then we took this nation under my leadership, and we defeated Jericho under my leadership, and Joshua has none of that to say. Joshua, as a godly leader, as a humble leader, calls attention to the Lord and says, it's the Lord God who fought for you. What a lesson for spiritual leadership. Over my years in the ministry, I have met many ministers, I've known ministers, who are quick to take credit for anything positive that happens in the body of Christ. Well, I built that building, and then I took this church from X, Y, and Z to X, Y, and Z, and it's all about them, what they did. And sometimes I have heard those so much that I literally shudder and shake, thinking, you don't get it, do you? You really don't get it. It is the Lord God Almighty who ultimately does these things.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.